We're thankful, Father in heaven, for another opportunity to look into your word. And we ask and pray, Father in heaven, that you would be with us, you'd bless us. Lord, that you would speak to us. Lord, that you would grant unto me the words upon my lips and the thoughts upon my hearts, Lord, to portray the message that you would have us to hear and to know and to learn in this day. We love you and want to say thank you for your grace and your mercy. And Lord, we ask also for forgiveness where we grieve your father heart. Be with us now in this afternoon hour, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen. Loved ones, turn with me to the book of Daniel as we're studying the book of Daniel. The fourth chapter. Daniel chapter 4. A few things here. I think the message for us today is about pride. Brother Gary spoke this morning about pride, and this afternoon we're going to read about King Nebuchadnezzar and his situation and how he got into the situation and how God addresses us with our pride. We'll read the whole chapter. Daniel chapter 4. Nebuchadnezzar the king, unto all the people, nations, and languages that dwell in all the earth, peace be multiplied unto you. I thought it good to show you the signs and wonders that the high God hath wrought toward me. How great are his signs, and how mighty are his wonders. His kingdom is everlasting kingdom, and his dominion is from generation to generation. I, Nebuchadnezzar, was at rest in my house and flourishing in my palace. I saw a dream which was made me afraid, and the thoughts upon my bed and the visions of my head troubled me. Therefore made I a decree to bring all the wise men of Babylon before me, that they might make known unto me the interpretation of the dream. Then came the magicians, the astrologers, the Chaldeans, and the soothsayers, and I told the dream before them, but they did not make known unto me the interpretation thereof. But at last Daniel came in before me, whose name was Belteshazzar, according to the name of my God, in whom is the spirit of the holy gods. And before him I told the dream, saying, O Belteshazzar, master of the magicians, because I know that the spirit of the holy gods is in thee, and no secret troubleth thee, tell me the vision of my dream that I have seen and the interpretation thereof. Thus were the visions of my head on my bed. I saw and behold a tree in the midst of the earth, and the height thereof was great. The tree grew and was strong, the height thereof reached to the heavens, and the sight thereof to the end of all the earth. The leaves whereof were fair, and the fruit thereof much, and in it was meat for all. And the beasts of the field had shadow under it, and the fowls of the heaven dwelt on the boughs thereof, and all the flesh was fed of it. I saw in the vision of my head upon my bed, and behold, a watcher, a holy one, came down from heaven. And he cried aloud and said thus, hew down the tree and cut off its branches, shake off its leaves and scatter its fruit. Let the beasts get away from under it and the fowls from his branches. Nevertheless, leave the stump of the roots on the earth, even with a band of iron and brass, in the tender grass of the field, and let it be wet with the dew of heaven, and let his portion be with the beasts of the grass of the earth. Let his heart be changed from man's, and let it be a beast's heart given unto him, and let seven times pass over him. This matter is by the decree of the watchers and the demand of the word of the holy ones, to the intent that the living may know that the Most High ruler in the kingdom of men, and giveth it to whomsoever he will, and setteth upon over it and besets of men. This dream I, King Nebuchadnezzar, have seen. Now thou, O Belteshazzar, declare the interpretation thereof, for as much as all the wise men of my kingdom are not able to make known unto me the interpretation, but thou art able, for the spirit of the holy gods is in thee. Then Daniel, whose name was Belteshazzar, was astonished for 1 hour, and his thoughts troubled him. The king spake and said, Belteshazzar, let not the dream or the interpretation thereof trouble thee. Belteshazzar answered and said, My lord, the dream be to them that hate thee, and the interpretation thereof to thine enemies. The tree that thou sawest, which grew and was strong, whose height reached into the heavens, and the sight thereof to all the earth, whose leaves were fair, the fruit thereof much, and in it was meat for all, under which the beasts of the field dwelt, and upon whose branches the fowls of the heaven had their habitation. It is thou, O king, that art grown and become strong, for thy greatness is grown and reacheth unto heaven, and thy dominion to the end of the earth. And whereas the king saw a watcher and a holy one come down from heaven and saying, hew the tree down, destroy it, yet leave the stump and the roots thereof in the earth, even the band of iron and brass in the tender grass of the field, and let it be wet with the dew of heaven, and let his portion be with the beasts of the field till seven times pass over him. This is the interpretation, O king, and this is the decree of the Most High, which has come upon my lord, that they shall drive thee from men, and thy dwelling shall be with the beasts of the field, and they shall make thee to eat grass as oxen, and they shall wet thee with the dew of heaven, and seven times shall pass over thee, till thou know that the Most High ruleth in the kingdom of men, and giveth it to whosoever he will. And whereas they commanded to leave the stump of the tree roots, thy kingdom shall be sure of it, shall be sure unto thee, after that thou have made known unto the heavens due rule. Wherefore, O king, let my counsel be acceptable unto thee, and break off thy sins by righteousness, and thy iniquities by showing mercy to the poor, if it may be a lengthening of thy tranquility. All this came upon the king Nebuchadnezzar. At the end of 12 months, he walked into the palace of the kingdom of Babylon. And the king spake and said, Is not this great Babylon that I have built for the house of the kingdom by the might of my power and for the honor of my majesties? While the word was in the king's mouth, there fell a voice from heaven saying, O King Nebuchadnezzar, to thee it is spoken, the kingdom is departed from thee. And they shall drive thee from men, and thy dwelling shall be with the beasts of the field, and they shall make thee eat grass as oxen, and seven times shall pass over thee, till thou know that the Most High ruleth in the kingdom of men, and giveth it to whomsoever he will. The same hour was the thing fulfilled upon Nebuchadnezzar. He was driven from men, and he did eat grass as oxen, and his body was wet with the dew of heaven, till his hairs were grown like eagles' feathers, and nails like birds' claws. At the end of the days, I, Nebuchadnezzar, lifted up my eyes unto heaven, and my understanding returned to me, and I blessed the Most High, and I praised and honored him that liveth forever, whose dominion is an everlasting dominion, and his kingdom is from generation to generation. And all the inhabitants of the earth are reputed as nothing, and he doeth according to his will in his army of heaven and among the inhabitants of the earth, and none can stand his hand or say unto him, What doest thou? At the same time, my reason returned unto me, for the glory of my kingdom, my honor and brightness returned unto me, and my counselors and my lords sought unto me. And I was established in my kingdom, and excellent majesty was added unto me. Now I, Nebuchadnezzar, praise and extol and honor the King of heaven, all whose works are truth, and his ways judgment, and those that walk in pride he is able to abase. A little bit of a lengthy chapter, but this is a chapter that was written by King Nebuchadnezzar. This was his story. What has God done in your life? And that's going to be the title of this afternoon's little sermonette. What has God done in your life? You know, as we look at this portion of scripture that was read in Bible study this morning, Sister Danka made a comment that kind of caught my attention. In the first portion of this a letter that the king of the king's dream and what he penned down was confessing. And then at the end, he was possessing. You see, King Nebuchadnezzar, we know, was a man of great authority. He was a ruler of the earth at the time, something that God established to him. We know that Daniel told him in the previous chapters, he says, "Thou, O king, art king of kings, for the God of heaven hath given thee a kingdom, power, strength, and glory." You see, King Nebuchadnezzar, in all his glory that he had, that he, maybe he thought that he had established this by his own hands, his own works, not realizing it that it was God that actually gave it to him. It was God that allowed him to have what he had. And we know that the dream that he had of being of this statue that Daniel interpreted, that he was this head, and then we know that then there was the different gold metals that were underneath it, the silver, the bronze, and the iron, and so forth. And a few weeks ago, past, we talked about what that all meant. But you know what? In all of that, as Daniel explained to King Nebuchadnezzar his dream and who God was, Nebuchadnezzar never really got it. We see here that he, in chapter 4, finally gets a glimpse of it. And he understands, and he says, "I thought it good to show signs and wonders that the high God hath wrought toward me." See, this is his testimony of what God has done for him in his life. What is your testimony? When is the last time you shared your testimony to somebody with what God did in your life? Perhaps your testimony may not have been so dramatic as King Nebuchadnezzar's. But I can tell you one thing. It was real. It was real. God did a work in your life and in my life. He convicted you and he convicted me. You answered his call, I answered his call. And we talked a little bit about that this morning in Bible class as well. Sharing what God has done for us. And he goes on to say, "How great are his signs and mighty and are his wonders, and the king and his kingdom is from everlasting to everlasting. His dominion is from generation to generation." This is the part that he's confessing who God is, that he finally understands that it is the God above all the gods. He's a pagan king. How many gods did they worship? A lot. How many gods? Until King Nebuchadnezzar finally realized that there is one God. And Daniel was trying to tell him that this is the God that set you up. This is the God that put you in this position. This is the God that gave you the power. And what are you doing with it? And King Nebuchadnezzar had a lot of pride. A lot of pride and a lot of arrogance. And as we read in the beginning of the previous chapters, to some extent, he was fair. Here's a king that ruled the world, conquered and oppressed Israel, and scoffed at God. Chances. We see that he had a dream. He had a first dream, and it was interpreted to him, and what was going to happen to his kingdom. Kind of didn't seem to really matter to him at that point because he was gold. He was king. As I said before, the saying, "He who has gold is king." He wasn't thinking about what was going to happen when his kingdom was going to be taken from him. And now a second dream comes. And in a second dream, he does the same he did with the first dream, as he tells his Chaldeans and his soothsayers and his magicians, come and interpret my dream. And just as they couldn't do the first one, they couldn't do the second. Daniel comes in verse 8. And again, at this point, he's still not accepting God as his God, because he says, I know that the spirit of the holy gods is in you. Again, having that mentality of the pagan gods, that there's more than one, but there's not, there's only one. And he goes and he tells him what his dream is. This tree that's big and tall, that provides for the fowls of the air and the creatures of the field, this was all his kingdom. This is what God gave him. And this is what Daniel explained to him. And then there was one that came down, scripture tells us, also in his dream, that there was a watcher that came down and said, take the tree down. Again, this is where his kingdom would be removed from him. Daniel says in verse 19, he was astonished for an hour. And this bothered him. This is his testimony. This is his story to us. And the reason why this is being spoken, and the reason why it was interpreted to him, And it was repeated so that all may know that the Most High ruleth in the kingdom of men and giveth it to whomsoever he will. You see, King Nebuchadnezzar had an opportunity to maybe prolong his demise. Because Daniel said to him, said, hey, why don't you, let's just see if I can read that again. In verse 27, wherefore, O king, let my counsel be acceptable unto thee. Daniel speaking to the king, and he says, and break off thy sins by righteousness. Here's a man of pride. He had a lot of pride and a lot of arrogance. And because you're a proud man, this is going to be removed from you. Break off thy sins by righteousness and thy iniquities by showing mercy to the poor. And if it may be lengthening of thy tranquility. Here's an opportunity. Here's a way out, for at least for a period of time. But we see in verse 28, 12 months later, he walks into his kingdom and his pride and his arrogance comes back out again. And he says, look at what I have done, great Babylon. I built for the house of the kingdom by the might of my power for the honor of my majesty. Arrogance and pride. You know, as we read this chapter, we see that God didn't just take him out right away. God didn't just remove his kingdom from him right away. How many times have we run into a situation where we see somebody that has a lot of pride and arrogance and we want God to just take him out? Just knock him down. And then God looks at us and our pride and our arrogance. Proverbs 16:18 through 19 says, "Pride goeth before destruction, and a haughty spirit before a fall. Better is it for to be in a human, better it is to be a humble spirit with the lowly than to divide the spoil with the proud." And you know what's interesting in this chapter? And we see it not only in this chapter, but many places in the Bible. It talks about God is patient with us. How many times do we read that he's long-suffering? See, God first tries to persuade us, as he tried to persuade King Nebuchadnezzar, not once, but twice, to humble yourself, to humble myself. And then when that doesn't work, then he takes drastic measures that will really get our attention. I was thinking about Apostle Paul. He was similar. In his ways, God had to knock him down a little bit. But once you accept the humility, see, this when we are full of pride, God cannot work in us. God cannot use us. God cannot speak to us. And he's trying to get Nebuchadnezzar's attention, just like he tries to get our attention as well. God needs to bring us low before we can trust him. And we see that in verse 37, he went from confessing who God is to actually possessing God. "Now I, Nebuchadnezzar, praise and extol and honor the King of heaven, all whose works are truth and his ways judgment, and those that walk in pride he is able to abase." This is his testimony to us. Here's a man who was the king of the universe, or actually king of the world, not the universe, at the time. That God actually took him down to where he became almost an animal in the fields, eating like animals for 7 years until his reasoning returned. "At the same time, my reason returned unto me for the glory of my kingdom, my honor and brightness." And we see that God established his kingdom back to him. I think the word for today is pride. You know, one of the thoughts I had was as I was reading this, that I don't think that he really knew that he was a very prideful man. Maybe he did, I don't know. His magicians didn't want to tell him that. Nobody really told him that. And how about within our lives? Do we sometimes not see the pride within our own lives? But you see, God uses his word to persuade us nicely, patiently. And when that doesn't work, he will take measures that will work. So as we leave this place today, let's think about the testimony of Nebuchadnezzar. Let's think about the message this morning Brother Gary talked about, with the different genders of everyone wanting to have their own prideful position of who they are, as opposed to who God wants us to be. And that all may be to his honor and glory, so that all may know that it is God that knows and that sets us up and takes us down. And that is, the Most High ruleth in the kingdom of men, and he giveth it to whomsoever he will. May God bless his word.